Good day. Welcome to Natural Health Dialogue. I'm Joseph Palmer here with naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee. We're talking about your heart. And last week, Randy painted a nice bleak picture for us in terms of all the things that can go wrong with your heart. Today, we're going to resolve that and talk about what you can do to help those things. Randy, how can you help us?
Well, you're right. Last week we talked mostly about problems within the heart are things that can go wrong. They're not problems for everyone, but when one out of four Americans has a problem with their cardiovascular system, it bears watching and knowing the kinds of things that can go wrong with the system. Today we're going to take another approach to this. We're going to talk about some things that can be supplements that we can take to try to take care of some of those issues. We're not going to address specific issues today as much as we're going to address the areas of supplementation that might be beneficial to us. I'm going to start off with omega-3, essential fatty acids.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah, that's one that most people who take supplements take omega-3 essential fatty acids.
Get that in the fish.
You can get that in a fish. You can get that in some fish. We look at saltwater fish that we get omega-3 from as a general rule. Things like salmon, cod, herring, mackerel, sardines. You know, when I was a kid, my dad used to eat a lot of sardines. We ate a lot of sardines. I don't see a lot of people eating them these days, but I still have them a couple of times a week as kind of an afternoon snack or maybe even as a part of my lunch if I'm not going out to lunch while I'm at work. And every time I eat them now, I think about it, I'm getting good omega-3 essential fatty acids out of that.
Okay.
There are some plant sources for your omega-3s. You can get them from flax seeds. You can get them from walnuts. But nobody really wants to eat 10 pounds of walnuts a day. And that's about how much you would have to eat to get the recommended 1,500 to 3,000 milligrams of omega-3 every day. Omega-3 is really made up of essential fatty acids that are called eicosapentaenoic acid and docosapentaenoic acid. EPA and DHA are what most people know them by. They're essential acids. They're short-chained, branch-chained amino acids, essential fatty acids that work throughout your system. They do lubricating. They do rebuilding. They're essential for the growth of several of the other nutrients in your body as well.
So it's like keeping your circulatory system lubed up?
It keeps it lubed up. It keeps it functioning well. It keeps it smooth. I like an omega-3 essential fatty acids in your body to oil in your car.
That's what I was thinking.
Keeps down friction, keeps down, which in the body we call inflammation. It keeps things moving smoothly. Mm. It keeps tissues, one tissue, as you move, and the tissues, you know, your spleen rubs against your pancreas, that would cause friction, which would cause or inflammation, which would cause damage if it weren't for some of the fatty acids that are in there that cause that lubrication.
Okay.
So one thing, the omega-3 essential fatty acids, particularly important in and around the heart. Research also shows that there's some amino acids that are very, very good
For bodybuilding, right?
Well, amino acids are, people use them for bodybuilding. There are about 22 different amino acids. Three in particular are very, very important to the cardiovascular system.
Okay.
One is an amino acid called L-taurine. The L is actually a Greek letter, lambda, dash, and the name amino acid itself. So L-taurine has been associated with heart weakness if you don't have enough of that. So we might be able to get some kind of an amino acid supplement. Mm-hmm. We've got one called Free Amino Acids that has all 22 of them in it. Mm. But you can get individual ones as well. One individual one that I sell a lot of is the amino acid L-arginine. And I sell a lot of it because L-arginine is combined with molecular oxygen to make the neurotransmitter nitric acid, which aids in the manufacturing of blood pressure as a potential vasodilator. I know that's a lot of big words. Basically, what we're saying is arginine is absolutely essential to the proper function of the heart and its ability to carry oxygen from place to place in the body. The recommended dosage on L-arginine is up to 5,000 milligrams a day. Mm. That's a lot of amino acid.
Take a lot.
We don't take that much of hardly any of the rest of them.
So that widens my roads a little.
That does indeed. Okay. Absolutely. So that's a great amino acid to take. And then the other one that people take for their heart is called L-carnitine. That's a part of the amino acids are part of the muscle part of every single cell or part of every muscle cell in your body.
Mm-hmm.
But the L-carnitine draws fatty acids into the mitochondria. The mitochondria is the center part of the cell. That's the working part of the cell.
Okay.
And that helps to draw those amino acids into the mitochondria where they're burned as energy. The middle part of the cell, the mitochondria, produces energy within the body. We call it cellular energy, adenosine triphosphate, ATP.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of different words that people may hear thrown around that all talk about cellular energy.
So and shove the fat into the oven, get it off my body so I don't have to make so many capillaries.
You got it. And you have to have L-carnitine to do that.
Okay.
So in doing so, the levels of blood triglycerides are reduced. Actually, there's a study that says that a deficiency of L-carnitine can result in the buildup of fat in the muscles, in the liver, and in the heart. Mm. You don't want to build those fats up in the heart, and so L-carnitine can help keep you from doing that.
Okay.
From that, we go to, let's talk about just a couple of herbs. There are a lot of herbs that we could throw into a study like this. Number one on the list when you're talking about your heart is hawthorn berries.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, they're. I've got a hawthorn bush that I planted in my yard for that very purpose. I wanted to see what they were all about. The hawthorn bush has thorns all over it. It grows into a good-sized tree that's covered with thorns, but it has the little berries in it. And you'll see the birds eating on those berries all the time.
Mm.
The beauty for our bodies is that's a berry that is, it's red in color like the heart, and it's extremely important for heart growth and for heart strength. I'd been taking hawthorn berries for about 15 years when I had my heart procedure done a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All of our family gets those done. And the doctor told me at the end of it, he said, Randy, you should have died 5 years ago. But from what I saw, there's nothing else wrong with you, and I wanted to let you know that your heart is incredibly strong.
Mm.
That's the reason you survived.
You attribute that to the hawthorn berries.
And I attribute that to the hawthorn berries.
Huh.
And the other herb that I would put in there is ginkgo. Most people think of ginkgo as a brain
memory.
Food.
Yeah, make me smart.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But ginkgo actually oxygenates both the brain and the thoracic cavity. It oxygenates the heart.
Thoracic is like the upper part.
The upper part of the heart. Where, that's where the heart is located.
Okay.
And so if you want to keep good oxygenation in that area, ginkgo helps you in that area as well. Very quickly, we're about out of time. A couple of vitamins that you need are CoQ10, which helps to move energy, and vitamin E and selenium, which help to... they're both antioxidants, and we'll talk a whole section of antioxidants in a future blog coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that the other thing that you need to do is get rid of sugar. And I put a little note that I highlighted in my notes that says, fat and sugar together make a good recipe for heart trouble.
Oh, goodness,
so
yeah.
Get rid of the fats, get rid of the sugars.
Okay, Randy, could you sum it up for us and kind of, I mean, there's a lot to this. We haven't covered near all of it. So what can people do to get more information? And can you summarize the supplements they can take to help them?
Yeah, there are amino acids specific to the heart. There are omega-3s that are specific to the heart. There are herbs that have a specific function within the heart. And then, of course, there are vitamins and minerals that are good for lots of things, but they're specific there. We've tried to cover just the highlights of those. We can give you much more information if you want to drop by the store. We're located at 1024 South Douglas in Midwest City. We've been there 20 years now. I've got 5 naturopathic doctors that work there, and we're all involved in trying to keep people healthy, and specifically for me, it's work with the heart. So come and see us and let us talk about that with you.
So you can come to the store and not only get the supplements, but get the instruction on how to use them and which ones to use for which system, like we were just talking about.
Yeah, and another thing that we don't cover in all of these blogs, but like I said, we have 5 naturopathic doctors, and we're all available to do private consultations.
Mm.
So you can talk to us in the aisle for a few minutes if you want to, but if you want us to help you start tracking your health and tracking your family issues, we can do that by signing up for a private consultation with any one of our naturopathic doctors. We'd be delighted to work with you.
All right, sounds good. Well, that's the end of this episode of Natural Health Dialogue with naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee, and we hope to see you again next week.
Good day.